All right, Alec. Big game yesterday, of course, between Munster and Toulon. A fantastic game, very exciting game. Munster winning 20 points to 19. What did you make of it?
Oh, absolutely fabulous, mates. Andrew Conway, I think he'll be living in Cloudland for the next, I don't know how many years. I mean, I know there's been a lot of things done in Munster. There's been many great scores and there's been many great occasions, but if there's anything to equal or even better of what he did yesterday, I would fail to think about it. I mean, catching the ball on the halfway line and just all of a sudden it was like the River Jordan opened for him and he took advantage and then he went at the post and 7 points, game over. And I mean, there was no way at that particular time that they could come back from that. Toulon could come back and it was just a hammer blow. But Conway, a very much an unsung hero, Miles. You know, we talked about him before. But I wouldn't say discarded, but he was surplus to requirements in the Leinster Academy. It took him a wee while to get settled down at Munster. He got a few Ireland caps, but he certainly showed yesterday his ability. And, you know, for such a small man, it shows that he's got a big heart, and he certainly showed it yesterday.
He showed it yesterday, and he showed it in more ways than one, more ways than actually that fantastic try at the end. Very early on, when Toulon attacking, he got a great tackle in on the winger on the opposite side to his own, and that prevented the try. And then he was involved, obviously, in the try that Conor Murray sneaked in for, you know, later on in the game.
Yeah, no, he had a tremendous all-round game. I mean, defensively yesterday, the Munster team, and, you know, when you looked at their back line, there was, you know, a lot of guys with not a lot of experience. You mentioned his defence. Sam Arnold, who played for Ulster last year and who went down to Munster because, again, surplus to requirements at Ulster, and I'm sure people watching yesterday would start to wonder why. I saw this guy play for Munster against Ulster. He is a very, very physical player. He showed yesterday some of the tackles he put in. You could see how much it he had put in, because at the end of the game he had a black eye. His head was, the blood was coming out of his head. But some of his tackling was absolutely superb. In the centre of the pitch, you know, they were playing against, you know, two massive men in Bastereau and the New Zealander. And, that, you know, the tackling was absolutely superb. Manu.
Yeah.
I mean, rarely would you mean that's more of a prop forward combination, Miles, or a second row combination. I mean, and they were absolutely fantastic. And, you know, it was a great all round performance from Munster. And, you know, the never say never attitude came back again. And, you know, they now travel to play Racing 92, who sometimes have a soft underbelly. And it'll be interesting to see just what happened today. They got through 28-17 against Claremont of Erin, who seem to be the bridesmaids every year this comes out. Dan Carter come on with about 20 minutes to go. Wouldn't say he made a big difference, but he certainly threw a pass that led to the try. But, you know, it'll be a very interesting confrontation. Another ex-Munster man, Donoghue Ryan, who has been starting every game. I mean, I've watched the top 14 roundup. And he plays in virtually every game for Racing in the second row. So I'm sure he'll be looking forward to welcoming his fellow Munster men to Paris. But I would imagine they'll have a celebration after the game, not before. Mm-hmm.
Let's turn our attention to the All-Ireland League Division 2B. City of Derry beaten again. They did get a losing point as a result of a 15-8 defeat by Sunday as well. But They're going to be in Division 2C next season.
Yeah, they're officially relegated. I mean, but I mean, I think that was on the cards, Miles, from a way back, as we said. Wales, I mean, it was Wales got 3 tries, and they'll be very disappointed they didn't get a 4th try when they had a rolling one. For some unknown reason, their hooker decided to drop the ball as he was falling over the line. But that's one of those things that happened. But I did see yesterday in my report, you know, a spirited performance from City of Derry. Certainly, you know, they came back well and got that try with Conal Gale and kicked the penalty. At least they got a losing bonus point. There was a lot of enthusiasm at times, especially if they won a ball at turnovers. The scrum was reasonably solid, and you know, it wasn't another annihilation, which is good. A 15-8 is something that you can accept. The 2 games left, they're away to Harlequins next week. Harlequins look as if they were improving at the wrong time of the season. They had a big 55-28 victory over Skerries. And then, of course, Wanderers come in the last game, and they'll be looking for points for a playoff. But, you know, with 2 more games left, it's up to the players now to give what they can. But from Derry's point of view, and from the club's point of view, they've got to build very, very quickly. The foundations are not there, so they've got to get the foundations first. And they're going to have to build very, very quickly over the summer. But disappointing from their point of view. But nevertheless, They're not out of All Ireland. They'd rugby and have a chance next year to recuperate and come back.
Any local results?
Yes, in the Championship 1, Clogher Valley, they were beaten at home by Cohen, 13 points to 8. They will now be, they look as if they're going to be relegated, Miles, and that's amazing considering the strength of their club but not so long ago. But that's how club rugby goes at the moment. And in Championship 2, Grosvenor, who are clear outright winners of that league, they were too strong, beating Limavady by 54 points to 14. Championship 3, Letterkenny, a very good result yesterday. They won against Civil Service by 47 points to 0. Saban travelled to Newry in the same league. They won by 31 points to 17. Disappointing for Derry Seconds yesterday. They travelled to Dromore and were beaten by 70 points to 0. And that's one of the problems in the club miles that we talked about. There is no real second 15 to challenge for the first 15, and that's something which will have to be addressed. And in the Rugby Provincial North, Derry Thirds conceded to Ballymoney, but in a showing they had a 30 points to 20 victory over Strabane. It has shown land second in that league and have had a very, very good season. They're only 2 points off the top. And certainly, you know, they've been very, very consistent on all their games.